This is Leslie Von Holten of Chase County, Kansas, with another HP PR Radio Readers Book Bite. I'll admit that biographies are not my thing. That chronological march through time, the ticking off of events big and small, then the crescendo to greatness. It's usually a war, followed by the fall from grace, either through age or an act, and eventually, the legacy that endures. Although I may admire the subject, I find the form rather predictable. The writers are usually competent, the research is always impressive, but biography is a genre that kicks against my favorite reason to read, which is style and the voice of the author. But this time, I didn't read the book. Instead, I listened to the audiobook of Edward R. Murrow and the Birth of Broadcast Journalism, which is read by the author Bob Edwards. Librarians have been telling me for years that audiobooks do count, and that my traditionalist ways, you know, my misguided belief that it's not really reading unless I am reading with, you know, my eyes, that these beliefs are old-fashioned and silly. The librarians, as always, are right. So I listened to the audiobook while logging the many miles of two-lane highways that make up my work days. Bob Edwards has a soothing voice, and his respect and affection for Murrow carries the story. And then I found my way with reading, or listening, or doing, biography. During breaks in the audiobook, I went to internet searches. Wikipedia, YouTube, then on to movies, then the PBS biography series, and I even started scanning posts on Reddit. All of this rounded out Edward R. Murrow for me, put meat on that timeline, and gave me what I miss in biographies. Style. But it wasn't Edwards' style that I needed. It was Murrow's. So much about Edward R. Murrow is the physical embodiment of him. Those cufflinks. The stern and measured countenance. The sideways smile that relays mirth or fraternity, or even a dismissive moving on. And of course, there is the smoking. So many cigarettes, 3 packs a day, and the clouds of smoke in that black and white mise-en-scene of early television. Cigarettes were an extension of Murrow and put him squarely in that place and at that time in history. You'll never confuse him with another journalistic great, because Murrow could have never been Murrow in the 1890s, or the 1920s, or even the 1970s. And never, ever today. But cigarettes also had to have been a part of his creative and work process. Seeing the smoking, for me, opened the character of Murrow in a way the book alone did not. I needed to witness his style in a way that didn't reveal itself on the page or in the narrative. Many of you better readers out there, those of you who are more sophisticated, whom I imagine reading in high-backed Chesterfield chairs with a scotch near at hand and a well-mannered cat on your lap, you readers, I know, love a big, meaty biography about the great generals of the Civil War, or Robert Caro's 4 volumes on Lyndon Johnson. You have my respect and my great envy. You are the kind of reader I want to be. But Bob Edwards' book made me realize that I do like biographies. I just need a few multimedia excursions off of that march through time. This is Leslie Von Holten for the HP PR Radio Readers Book Club. I encourage you to read, or to listen to, or to Google Edward R. Murrow and the Birth of Broadcast Journalism by Bob Edwards. Find more at hppr.org or like us on Facebook.